name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, who came in the person of Master Fuad Muhammad, whom praise is forever due. I bear witness there's no God but Allah, and I bear witness the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is his exalted Christ. I further bear witness the most honorable Louis Farrakhan is our divinely guided example. He is the mercy that has been left to guide us in this world of darkness. He's the only man that's standing up for us and has been standing up for us and has carried the torch with such a huge, huge task in the resurrection of us, the oppressed people here in America. That man is the most honorable Louis Farrakhan, our Messiah and our Miss. You might know him by many names. One of them you can get acquainted with. He is the Jesus that you read about in your scripture. In these holy and righteous names, I greet my fellow brethren, my sisters, and my brothers with the greeting words of peace. We say in the Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. This might sound foreign, speaking Arabic, but believe it or not, this is more of your language than the language you speak today. You've been speaking this language that you speak today for a blink of an eye. We only were introduced to this language from our colonizers who have colonized, conquered, oppressed, and has stripped everything away from us and given what he took and gave us to replace it with. But in truth, you naturally are intimately kin to your natural language. It goes into all the vibrations of your being. Being Muslim in Islam is our natural way of life. So don't feel that you're being taught something new. You actually are being exposed to what you already know and that's been taken away from you. Praise be to Allah. A couple of things I would like to talk about for our new guests. You may have come and seen the building, seen the banner in front, Muhammad's Mosque, number 32. You may have seen brothers with walkie-talkies, you know, as security. But in truth, it's exactly what you may have thought, but a little bit deeper than what you may have known. The brothers that are on security, sisters that are on security, is for everyone's safety. Just a couple days ago, metaphorically in the word days, you may have heard of this young white man who was coming into a congregation, into a church, and was accepted with open arms. Because, you know, we can't just follow and believe things and then blame that on our interpretation of what God wants us to do. No, let's not use our interpretation on the word of God. We've been given a guide to show us how to address certain things, and one of those things are the security between the time that we're living in at this moment. This young white man was brought into a peaceful home, a sanctuary, and he went in there and killed everybody inside that church. This would never happen here because we care about you so much that everyone that you see, from the minister to the secretary to the sister to the brother with the walkie-talkie to the children to the Holy Quran, the Bible, whatever you bring in here, has been searched thoroughly to make sure no one is going to be hurt once you come into this place of learning. Now, once you come in, you also may have noticed that you have men on one side, women on the other side. You have 24 hours, 7 days a week to let your mind wander. But you didn't come here to let your mind wander. You are dissatisfied. And I'm gonna tell you from personal experience, you may be 100% dissatisfied right now and don't even know it. If I asked you if you was 100% dissatisfied, you might even say that you're not. But your actions bear witness to how dissatisfied you are, because you're looking for something. Your life is screaming for you to find, hear, see, and change the way you've been living your life as of to be now. I am no different. None of us are no different. We look and we came and we heard a word. That word should be unconvoluted with looking at the different sexes. We got plenty of time to do that on our spare time. It's everywhere. It's one of the tools that the enemy uses, and he uses very, very strategically in everything that you see. Hear, do, it's always convoluted with the sexes. So we want you to be in here. We want you to be focused, because you do not know how powerful the Word of God is. The Word of God is so powerful that just the word that feels that it might touch you, it connects with you, to your brain, the chemistry in your brain. And just like the dopamines that you might get from coffee, the dopamines that you might get from some drug, there's no better dopamine than the natural dopamine that your brain creates all alone by itself. And when you get connected perfectly, and that spark, like the first spark in the universe, it changes you. It changes you to do what? You're going to find out. You keep coming and you give yourself the time to develop that beautiful, beautiful, natural purpose that you've been called into existence to do, and you'll be very amazed on how powerful you are. Now, without further ado, I would like to speak on the topic that you came here to hear, which is the fall of America. This is a title that, you know, it's not going to take much to explain, because it's burning. We're in a burning house. And in a burning house, you only should be thinking about two things. You know, am I gonna die, or am I gonna get out of this house before I do die? You know, in a burning house, you don't have time to go look for your belongings. You know, in a burning house, you know, it's serious. I mean, you actually die just from the smoke before you actually die from the fire. So there's smoke around. We see it in every aspect of good old, you know, America. So now that you smell the smoke, you know the fire is close. And we got keynote speakers, we got speakers in general that are going to be shedding light on how close this fire actually is. You will be hearing from my wife, who is so inspiring. I wish I had another 10 minutes to even come close in introducing her. But I don't want to cry. I don't want to get emotional, because it's serious when you find that counterpart that, you know, you learn and become a better person from. I'll be introducing my wife as your first speaker, and the keynote will be my team, Muhammad, which is a brother that I love the first time I met him. I loved him more because I met him he's always a young man, but he was younger when I met him, but he was a soldier nonetheless. We met not in a mosque, we met not in a job, we met in the streets. We met on the block, we met with our people, we met in the struggle. And my brother had his fiery spirit that to this day I look and I learn from as well. So I would like to bring your first speaker, my wife, Miss Taliba. Give her a round of applause.
Thank you. I'm super nervous. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Masafad Muhammad. I further bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is our living exalted Christ, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our divine guide reminder, Jesus in our midst. I greet you with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. So first I would like to thank Allah for our student, our local representative, student minister, Brother Halim Muhammad. He's very dedicated to this mission, and he's dedicated in supporting the ministry class and the believers here at Muhammad Mosque 32. I'm also thankful for our local representatives, you know, our laborers here, as well as the believers. You know, 32 is a special place, and sometimes, you know, you don't know that what you're a part of until you're a part of it. So I know a lot of us came into the teachings because we were seeking something, we stumbled upon it, but we didn't realize why we were here. We thought we were just coming to join something, you know, to get away from this white man, but we didn't know that we were too gonna be put on a mission. So I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful to be fighting in this cause with believers. So one of the things we wanna talk about is the fall of America. And one thing that stuck out to me, well, first I would like to thank Allah for coming and raising us up to the highest degree of self, and that highest degree of self is God. And when you look at the world today, one may ask, what has happened that there is so much chaos and corruption going on? In the Holy Quran, Surah 30, verse 41, it says, corruption has appeared in the land and the sea on account of that which men's hands have wrought, that he may make them taste a part of that which they have done, so that they return. In the Fall of America, page 252, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad states, everywhere that we look and everything that we can think about marks the end of this world. So the question is, why has Babylon fallen? She has fallen because she is a habitation of devils. Her foundation is founded off of lies, deceit, and murder. Look at America today. Everything that has been produced to kill you, whether it's spiritually, mentally, or physically. Look at the school system. We can all bear witness to the lack of education. How can we send our children to school in the hands of the enemy? If someone doesn't treat you right, how can they teach you right? How can we expect them to teach you right? So, you know, you show love by your actions. And I love my children. And I did what I thought was best for them. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how I was going to do it. All I knew is I got a little education, knew a little bit about myself, found out about who God is and found out who the devil was, and I took my children out to school. Now I had five children at the house staring at me. All I knew was, you know, with the little bit of knowledge I did have, I knew that based on what I learned through the teachings of Honorable Elijah Muhammad was to separate my children from the enemy. I taught them what I learned. I gave them a foundation of education that isn't taught in the enemy school system. It was hard enough to communicate with the children on what they can do at school and what they couldn't do at school. Talking to teachers about what they couldn't do because of our religious beliefs. It's funny, even more, it could be crazy to think that when I left my children there, I would have to rely on my children to follow through with what they've been taught. Not to make anyone feel some type of way of why, because we all have reasonings of why our children would go to, you know, the enemy school, but we have to care I'm sorry, excuse me. Not to make anyone feel some type of way of why, but how can we care so much about what we allow the schools to teach our children based off what we know is good for them? Then turn around and leave them there. So now I have to prep you and then drop you off. That doesn't make no sense. Then I gotta pick you up and I have to debrief you on what you learn. And then most of the time, they're not even aware of what they're learning, so they don't even tell you everything they're learning. So you gotta have a conversation with every teacher, let them know that you're Muslim, let them know these are your beliefs. And even that is a risk because now they know you are Muhammad, or now they know you're in the nation, you don't know what teacher is what. So even that is a risk. So we are in the fall of America. The education is out the window. The old white ideologies, Old white ideologies, we can't be serious. How can our children take us seriously to guide them, and we send them to be brainwashed? We are a God-fearing people. We can't allow our children to participate in a place where God is not at the forefront. Not just that, but also some spook God is what they teach. They teach you to pledge allegiance to a flag that has the blood of our ancestors under it. What's the definition of allegiance? The definition of allegiance is to pledge loyalty or commitment of a subordinate to a superior or of an individual to a group or cause. So really, you were teaching our children and we were taught to commit our loyalty to a superior. Well, there's nothing superior about this enemy. The only thing he's superior is his wickedness, and he still needs permission to be that. So to pledge our allegiance to wickedness of this flag, that's what we are allowing our children to engage in at an early age. So first thing that they do when they go into the school, there's not prayer. The first they do is take attendance and they pledge their allegiance before you sit down. They want to know, are you as committed? I remember sending my children to school, telling them, when they pledge allegiance, you sit down. Now they have to explain to everybody why they sit down. That's dangerous. So I don't even have to go through the rest of the pledge allegiance. It's just madness. So we had ones who had to come and teach us and save us from this wickedness. One with the only superior knowledge, a supreme knowledge, a supreme wisdom. There is no God in the schools. And if there is, it's not the true living God being taught. So now your babies come home. The spirit is gone, they're mentally gone. In reality, life takes a toll on them that they take themselves physically. If not too long ago, there was a 10-year-old on the news and they committed suicide because they were being bullied. I remember, you know, sometimes it's hard when you are teaching that part of testimony is, you know, giving out stories about your family. And one thing I remembered when I had sent one of my children to school, you know, she has a skin condition. And she would be upset because she didn't know how, I mean, she's never been to school before. And here I go sending her to school, and she has to battle with people because they don't understand her skin. And she'll always tell me all the time, Mommy, when can I go to school with children like me? So even within her, you know, she wants to be around people like her. That is what we build, that's what we develop. How can we send them to school, tell them everything's gonna be okay, teach them how to be so that they're not bullied? So things like this, how does a 10-year-old commit suicide? You know, so they can't operate at their fullest potential in these schools. They learn more nonsense than they actually learn the basic fundamentals of school. He set us on the path from babies. Oh, I'm sorry. So the enemy doesn't have to kill us anymore. He's raised us up to kill ourselves. He set us on the path from babies to do it ourselves. Through the education system, through the foods we love to eat, knowing it's not good, brother on brother, gang violence, we have homosexuality going on. I don't know if you guys seen the news when they had Pride Parade in the school and everybody dressed up in the school. How do you tell your child who you're raising that how do you tell them it's not okay and you send them to school where someone that participates in it, you know? How can you go to a party as a Muslim and engage in a space where they're drinking and smoking, but then there's no separation? Because the more you do it, the more you're around it, then it's okay. You may not think it's okay, but it becomes secondary thought because you're exposed to it. And you can't really explain to children why this is not okay, because they see it everywhere. They see it on show, they see it on TV. Disney's pretty much out the window because every show has some guy dressed in the smallest little outfit that's supposed to be made for a female. Then you have the female undressed, and it's a role reversal. I remember my son asked me a question, like, how can a woman be a man and a man be a woman? How do you explain that for him to understand why they think that way? You can't. The only way you can do is separate them. And even if you're not teaching the basic fundamentals of math and English, you give them the basic fundamentals of Islam and you're on your way. So they have man against woman. You can't build a happy, functioning family unit when we can't get along with each other. We have suicide because we're functioning in dysfunction. How do you function in dysfunction where you're just going along with life and you're letting life happen to you instead of you happening to life? We're in the fall of America. We've been lied to our whole lives by this enemy. We hate each other, so now we can't get along. We can't come together. There's no trust among us. There's no love of one another. The Bible says, come out of her, my people. We must separate, and that is the only solution. We're 100% dissatisfied and don't even know it. So we have to do what? We have to do for self or suffer the consequences. And sometimes we don't really know the consequences. You talk to your teenagers all the time, you could tell them all the consequences, but until you experience and go through it, it really doesn't really mean nothing to them until they're like, oh yeah, okay, that's what happened to me. I get what you're saying. We have to suffer the consequences of having to debrief our children out of this enemy school. I don't care if you know nothing. Keeping that home with you and learning the basic necessities of life is a much better approach than putting them in school. When people used to ask me, why do you homeschool your children? Even before I was really developed in the teachings, all I knew is 32 plus of y'all in one classroom, there's one of me. They're with you longer than they're with me. Who's gonna have the biggest influence? The school's gonna have the bigger influence. The students at the school's gonna have the bigger influence. The teacher, because you're telling the children, I trust these people for you to be with them 8+ hours a day, and I only get like 4 hours with you. That's not balance. There's no balance there. So I would like to leave you with the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and a final call article, The Fall of America Foretold, Separation is the Answer. In the Holy Quran 81, 6, 7, and 12, and when the cities are set afire, and when men are united, and when the hell is kindled, the folding up is the title, taken from the first verse of the chapter in which the above verses are found. When the sun is folded up, Holy Quran 81:1 symbolically prophesizes the folding up of a recorded work, a record of what people have done, as its use will no longer be necessary. This chapter refers to what takes place in the resurrection. Our party is recorded as a beginning, while the other party is discontinued. We see this clearly being manifest today. War causes destruction of civilization. War destroys the cities and towns of a nation. The chapter 81 of the Holy Quran is now being fulfilled. The sun and stars, mountains and camels, wild animals are all mentioned metaphorically in the first four verses of this chapter and are not without significance. The coming of God, referred to by the prophets, is to unite a people who have been divided against self by their enemies. He chose these people for building a better world. So obviously, if America is falling, there has to be a rebuilding. Because once it falls, we have to have a people there in place to rebuild it. So the process starts now. So there's two things happening at one time. In 1940, the decline happened. But at the same time, a people has to be raised. If America falls and there's no stores, no food for nothing, what do we do? If we're not growing food now, I mean, practicing at the least growing a tomato in your yard. You don't want to wait to the end days and have to figure out how to grow food. You don't want to do that. You don't want to wait to the end day to learn how to cook with just beans and rice and some seasoning. You don't want to do that. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us how to eat to live with the bare necessity that you need. If you ain't never made bread before, why not start now? So, thank you. So we must do for self or suffer the consequences. And I'll leave you as I became before you in the greeting words of peace of Assalamualaikum.
Praise be to Allah. I'm just so thankful for the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You're not all the questions and things that you think about that repulse you, and you just ask yourself, why can you talk about this in your lunch breaks, you talk about this with your spouse, or you know, when you're in the comfort of your own home, you know, you'll never come to an actual place outside the Nation of Islam, the classroom, the process. This is the process. We've been given the tools. We've been given the ingredients. We've been given the guide, top student, top teacher, to deal with these problems. These problems that your daughter's gonna run into. This problem that your son's gonna marry. This problem that your wife's gonna be in the workforce and have to work for. There is no negotiating with ethics. There's no negotiating with morals. There is no compromise in these things. Your nature tells you this. You in the right place at the right time to get the right guidance. I can say stories where me and my wife came from and how we thought. We definitely are in the process. You are in the process of putting on the new man and the new woman. This is the fall of America. 100%. Turn on the news, you'll see it. Thank you, Talib. One more round of applause for. Praise be to Allah. Moving along with our program, your program. You're here. It was designed for you. You might not think that it's no coincidences. You had to hear this. Dissect this and ask yourself why. You are important. You are thought of in the womb of your mother. Everything that's created has purpose. The person who created a chair didn't create it for no reason. He was tired. That tire was, he needed a desire. He had a desire. Out of that desire, he created something to sit on. He must have had, maybe he had a suit on. Maybe they had a garment on. I don't know what, but they didn't want to sit on the floor. So they made a chair. Food that you make, you had a desire. You were hungry. God created you and brought you, and you manifested you with purpose. The same purpose. The purpose to fulfill is your destiny. And you can be a millionaire tomorrow, but if you don't find out what that purpose is, you will die a life unfulfilled. True happiness comes with being congruent with why you were born and what you were meant to do. You are now coming into the program in the classroom to find out what that is. Now, I'd like to introduce you to a firecracker fireball. I love this brother. I love his father. He's such an inspiring person to just learn from. My brother, Mateen Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who appeared to us in the person of Master Fahd Muhammad, the Great Mahdi. And I bear witness that the Great Mahdi traveled 9,000 miles to save us. And he searched for us all over the world, and he gave us the actual facts. Every square mile of the planet Earth, 196,940,000 square miles of this planet Earth. But he found one from among us who was from Georgia, Georgia-born black man, who said he was so deep in the mud that only his eyeballs were showing. And I bear witness that he raised him to a level that he would create and raise a whole nation within the belly of the beast. Yes, yes. And I'm speaking of no other than the exalted Christ, the right hand of God, the honorable Elijah Muhammad. Yes, and I further bear witness that these two left one for us, a divine mercy, a divine guide, a divine warner, and I really wouldn't know who the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is as he is today if it wasn't for this man. He holds a special place in my heart, I'm sure in your heart. I'm speaking of the Messiah in our midst today, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It is in these three holy and righteous names that I greet you all with the greeting words of peace. We say it in the Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum. You know, when we say Bismillah, I was reading the Maulana Muhammad Ali version or the translation of the Quran. And in the footnotes, it says Bismillah is not only in the name of Allah, but it's with the help of Allah. And that's what I'm asking for, is the help of Allah to come to me to deliver this timely message to you all. And I'm all about right now removing myself, you know, because it's really not about us. Those of us who are in the ministry class, it's not about us. It's about the message that has to get delivered to the people. All praise is due to Allah. And so I want to thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for raising the nation again and giving us and opening up these doors for us as a place of refuge, and so we can resurrect our people, the mentally dead. And I want to thank him for our local representative of him. Yes. The Brother Abdul Halim Muhammad, and yes. And I want to give everybody else a round of applause who spoke as well. Excuse me. I'm coming into it. You know, it's a timely message, and you know, I know you all can sense the nervousness, but this is just really the humility. You know, I don't want to come out and say the wrong things. It's just, you know, the humility that's coming out. But we'll get into the subject, you know, of the fall of America, which is, you know, the timely subject today. And we can see we're living in the fall of America, and it's really we're living in the greatest country in the history of modern time. And according to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, there's no way that the prophets of God who prophesied the last days did not see America. They did not see, there's no way that they did not see yourself or myself. And our journey in America was not only seen by the prophets, but it was also spoken by the prophets. So the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in this great book, The Fall of America, he called America the modern Babylon. He said the modern Babylon is falling. And we see Babylon throughout the scriptures, and it seems that America is the answer to many of the prophecies. So why am I bringing up Babylon for this important subject? It's because we're taught that 75% of what we read in the scriptures is prophetical, and only 25% is actually historical. So if we're reading the Bible or the Holy Quran as a history book, we're reading it incorrectly. In Psalms 137, 8, David prophesied that Babylon was made to be destroyed. O Babylon, doomed to destruction. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we know nothing other than the devil and the works, in his works that was actually made to be destroyed spiritually. He said, Babylon seems to not refer only to some small town or city, but it also refers to a race and a nation of people. That's in this book right here, and I suggest we all read it because, you know, we're witnessing that in an actual time. So the fall of Babylon in the scriptures was final. Babylon was never rebuilt, and it was never to be rebuilt. So why did Babylon fall, and why is America falling now? What are the parallels between these two great nations? And why did the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad call America the modern Babylon? See, in the book of Revelations, John the Revelator said, Babylon the Great is falling. Falling as in it's already fell. And he tells us why it fails. He said it's become a habitation of devils. And he goes on to say, in the hold of every foul spirit and a cage for every unclean and hateful bird. See, this tells us that Babylon starts with the fall of man, and the fall of America and any nation that has failed also starts with the fall of man. So Babylon is something that we can look back at and see why it has fallen. I'm sorry, excuse me. So we're in the midst of the fall of America at its present time. And as the days go on, the fall is becoming more and more rapid. He said it's become the habitation of devils. Well, what is a devil? We're taught that a devil is just a wicked person. So that can include yourself and myself, because we can do wicked things. And the devil, we're taught that it's not some spooky red man with horns and tails that's living under the ground. No, the devil is a human being that does wicked deeds. So Babylon has become a habitation for the devils, and it's become a resting place, a home. And the scripture is using these animalistic terms like a habitation. Because we don't say we're going back to the habitat. We don't say, we say we're going back home, or we're going back to the house, or we're going back to the crib. No, but we're not using these animalistic terms that the Bible is using to describe. But the Bible is using that because when you become a devil, you become like the beast of the field. You become like an animal living on all fours. You're no longer perpendicular, upright. You're on a horizontal level. So it's also using the term a cage. And the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us that a cage means that the city and the country has become a cage for people of filth. And truth be told, if God were to get a good smell of this wicked filth that we have, that's what's going on right now, he would think that the smell of ancient Babylon was like the smell of flowers, according to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So, what has been the fall of man today? Excuse me. What has been the fall of man today? Money? Murder, hypersexualization, the mistreatment of women, rape, robbery. And when I say murder, I don't think y'all understand what's going on right outside. I'm talking about young brothers, 14, 15, 16, 17, playing with guns, killing each other. right around the corner, shooting somebody and leaving them on the ground, dead. And then what they'll do, they'll kill them, and then they'll take a picture of them. And then post it on social media and tell their family, come pick this nigga up. Excuse my language, but that's what's going on right outside. And you may not understand that because you in the four walls of here, but and we making you feel comfortable, but that's what you supposed to feel like when you come here. That's how you supposed to feel. So, you know, we may get comfortable here, but when we go outside, that's not the reality. You know, it's a whole new reality when you come into the Nation of Islam.
That's right.
Go ahead. All praise be to Allah. But we see these things in the news every day. So, what's going on with the minds of the people of America today? Because that's where it all starts. What are the people thinking? Jesus said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. He didn't say, as a man doeth in his actions, but he said, as a man thinketh. So what are our thoughts today, brothers and sisters? You know, whoever controls what you see and what you eat, what you wear, what you listen to, controls what you're thinking, because that's what you're giving yourself to. And that's what ends up becoming your thoughts. And like my brother was saying, the brain is so powerful. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said in a lecture entitled "The Great Babylon the Great Has Fallen" is fallen in 1995, he said, the brain is like the sun that controls nine planets in the sphere of light and life. He said the brain controls nine systems, and these systems are only balanced when the brain is filled with the energy of life and truth. See, we have our own healing mechanisms right up inside of us. Right. And this mind is able to kill off disease.
Right.
But it starts with the belief. Now, what about these wicked thoughts that you believe in? You know, see, Jesus didn't just deal with the physical sin. Jesus said, whoever looks upon a woman with lust in his heart has already committed adultery. So even though the act is not yet committed, the consequence of that thought happens simultaneously. We have to understand, brothers and sisters, that everything we see, like brother was saying, in this world comes from thought in the mind. So the fall of America, the fall of Babylon, the fall of man, the fall of woman starts through their thinking.
Yes.
So the reason why God destroyed the wicked in the days of Noah was because the imagination of their hearts. Just the imagination of their hearts, the minister said that it was continually to do evil. So because before you can do evil, you have to think it. And if you don't know how to guide your thinking, then you can just be a cesspool.
Yes.
Right in your mind, right in the mosque, right in the church, right in your brother's home. You know, thinking crazy thoughts. And to go outside and kill somebody like that and then post it on your shirt and then print it on your shirt and wear it, your brother, dead corpse. This is what's going on. This is what's going on in this city, in Phoenix. You know, that's a crazy thought to have. That's, we become partakers in the sins and the crimes that were committed against our own people. You know, so you live in America, does the fall include you? If you don't heed the warnings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the warnings of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and it does include you. So, but to think wickedness is not our nature, and it's not your nature. Your nature is Islam. Your nature is righteousness. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said the brain cells are constructed to think rightly, because everything in creation, this body, is truth. And we get the question in our lessons, is there any Muslim other than righteous? And it's answered first with, I beg your pardon. See, we are being pardoned by God. And pardon means forgiveness. You know, and as a child, when I first heard that, I used to think, I beg your pardon, meant that the question needed to be clarified. But we're being forgiven by a God, a merciful God. So, and pardon in law is a government decision to allow a person to be relieved of some or all of the legal consequences. So come out of her, my people, so that you would not share in the sin and receive the judgment of Almighty God, Allah, who appeared to us in the person of Master Fahd Muhammad. God says in the scriptures, know of a surety that thy seed will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall serve and afflict them for 400 years. But after that time, God still speaking says, I will come and execute judgment on that nation. So some of us don't really believe that America will receive judgment for the crime she has committed and is committing against us now. You know, you think God's justice is asleep, or it should be on your own time or own accord. And I heard the minister say one day that to think the end of Satan should be in your time is really just a vain thought. Because we don't want to be so quick to say we want America to fall, because it's the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and it has now come to America. And the land of where freedom, justice, and equality has been deprived now faces the judgment of God. Elijah Muhammad said there are four great judgments that Allah promises to destroy America with. He said hail, snow, drought, and earthquake. And like bro said, we can read the headlines right now. Major storms slamming the East Coast. Massive storms drowning cities. Unusual weather. The Holy Quran says Allah destroyed people with just cold wind. And I know it's hard to picture, you know, that severe weather out here in beautiful Arizona. But we're really blessed in this city, as Sister was saying. We're blessed. This mosque is blessed. The headquarters for the Nation of Islam. But what about the droughts? If we look at the headlines for Arizona Water, they're now asking, do we have enough? And according to ArizonaWaterFacts.com, the Colorado River system, which supplies 36% of Arizona's total water use, has experienced extensive drought conditions for the past 19 years. And according to the state's website, Arizona has been increasingly reliant on pumping groundwater. Are you prepared? Are you even preparing? Do you have the thought to prepare? To survive what's coming? The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, do for self or suffer the consequences. Are we doing for self? Do you have the intention to do for self? Because as it relates to the decline of the dollar, he said in this book, the stronghold of the American government is falling to pieces. She has lost her prestige among the nations of the earth. One of the greatest powers of America was her dollar. And we can see now that, see the nations of earth now ditching the American dollar. They're calling it de-dollarization. Say that, de-dollarization. They have two different alliances that just came up. ASEAN and the BRICS, which include about 21 different countries that have decided to drop the American dollar. The fall of America is happening right now. And, you know, we have to take what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us, because we can fall victim to these scams among the people that are and make us take a financial hit and financial loss. But I'm suggesting to the people that we, to my brothers and sisters, that we take on what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, do for self. What does do for self mean? That means start a business. Start something and do something for yourself that you can produce. Something on the side that you can produce and steal away from your job.
Yes, sir.
And then once you get that money, you're not gonna go out and buy the trends, cryptocurrencies and all of that's coming up, the new trends in the stocks. Don't invest in the stocks, it's falling. The stock market is crashing. But the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us to buy gold and silver, God's currency. And then what you do from there? You find like-minded individuals and pull your resources together and buy land. I'm not saying go out here and buy the million-dollar plots that's right here. No, but there's some plots out of the city limits that you can find, and you know it's $10,000 for an acre. But if you have 5 people, 10 people that are like-minded, pull your resources together and live on that acre. Pull your resources together, brothers and sisters. This is how we beat the fall of America. This is how we stay clear of divine judgment. And now America knows what's happening. The Quran says that this world is a sport and play. So we can be watching the television, watching the games, and America is falling all around us. So, brothers and sisters, I pray that I said something that can help you and better yourself. Praise be to Allah. But we have to come together, brothers and sisters, and buy land outside of the city limits so they don't control our food supplies. They can't shut down the roads. And like I said, America sees what's going on to her. They see it. They're putting it in the movies. There's a new movie that just came out. What is it called? The World, Leave the World Behind. They know what's gonna happen. And you know, and I just found out that was produced by Michelle Obama and Barack Obama as well. But I suggest everybody watch that. Watch that movie, because it shows us. I don't wanna give it away, but we need to pool our resources together, brothers and sisters. And with that being said, I leave you as I came with the greeting words of peace of Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah.